Welcome to Be Inspired, your ultimate resource for finding inspiration and living consciously in a rapidly changing world. I'm your host, Francesca, and today's episode is about the law of assumption, not the law of attraction, but the law of assumption and the incredible shift that happens when you assume that success comes easily to you. Now let's begin with a simple yet powerful truth. Did you know that your life mirrors your assumptions? What you assume to be true about yourself, your worth, your abilities, and your future forms the foundation of your reality. So if you walk through the world assuming that success is hard and it takes struggle and sacrifice and luck, you will unconsciously align with experiences that validate that belief. But what happens when you flip the script? What happens when you assume that success comes easily to you, that you are supported, that opportunities are always flowing, and that abundance is your birthright? Well, here's what happens. You experience a shift because your experience begins to shift, not by chance and not by magic, but because you've become the cause, not the effect, of your reality. So let's break it down into three key areas of awareness, a discipline of the mind, and changing your beliefs. So the key to it all starts with awareness. The law of assumption teaches us this. Whatever you assume to be true will harden into fact. But to consciously work with this law, you first need to become aware of your assumptions. So ask yourself, what do I assume about money? What do I assume about success or about love or health and the kind of life I get to live? Most people don't realize they're living from assumptions picked up from childhood, from society or from their culture. Assumptions like money doesn't grow on trees. I know I've heard that one plenty of times growing up. Or you have to work twice as hard to get half as far. Or how about people like me don't succeed? And yet those same people wonder why they feel stuck or unseen. This is where mental discipline comes in. Discipline of the mind. To work with the law of assumption, you must become a guardian of your thoughts. You must begin to observe without judgment what you're thinking and how it makes you feel. And when an old thought comes up like, I'm not good enough, or this is never going to work, just pause. Hit that pause button. Don't argue with it. Just say, this is an old assumption and it no longer serves me. And then replace it with something positive. Something like, success is natural for me, or opportunities come to me in expected and unexpected ways, or simply say, I am worthy. And let those new assumptions take root. Because here's the thing. Whatever you plant in your consciousness, your subconscious mind, will water so that it grows. And the world is going to reflect it back to you. Now let's move on to changing your beliefs. So how do you change your beliefs? Well, it's not just affirmations or positive thinking. It's feeling and stepping into the feeling of what it is that you desire. And Neville Goddard, who was famously taught or teaching the law of assumption, is the one who said, assume the feeling of the wish fulfilled. It's such a great quote. But what is important is that his philosophy was all about consciousness and awareness. So to change your beliefs, you must begin to feel that state of your desire as if it's already true. You know the saying, act as if. And if you want success, then feel successful. And if you want abundance, feel the energy of abundance. And if you want love, feel loved now, because your subconscious mind doesn't respond to words. Did you know that it actually responds to feeling the vibration of that feeling, the energy, the state that you dwell in most often, let me say this. You don't get what you want. You get what you believe to be true. So try this. Let me offer you a small practice. Each morning, when you wake up, ask yourself, what am I assuming myself to be today? And then choose that version of yourself, aligned with your desire. And if your desire is to grow your business, your assumption might be something like, clients are always finding me and I am booked out with ease. Or if your desire is to heal because you're on a healing journey, then let your assumption be something along the lines of, my body is wise and knows how to restore itself. Or if your desire is to love and be loved, then say, I am loved. Say, I am deeply connected and cherished. And hold that assumption and revisit it during the day. And more importantly, feel it, even if it's just for 5 minutes. Let that become your new normal, because it will. And here are my final thoughts on today's episode of The Law of Assumption. Remember that you are the author of your life, the director of your life, the creator of your life and experiences. And the law of assumption is not about pretending. It's about deciding who you are, what you believe, and what you're worthy of, and then aligning your inner world to reflect that truth. So today, I invite you to become conscious of your assumptions and choose ones that empower and elevate and expand you. Because when you assume success and ease and joy and worthiness, your life will begin to respond in kind. You're not chasing a new reality. You're becoming it. Thank you for joining me here on Be Inspired today. And if this episode resonated with you, share it with someone you love. And remember, your mind is powerful. Choose your assumptions wisely and watch your world transform. Until next time, stay rooted, stay radiant, and always be inspired.